4 hours. And it looks as though you're... Okay, you've got about 1 hour left. And it looks as though we're going to have to close off pretty much with the nominal plan and stand by. We have some words on the traverse back.
Okay. Standing over at the head crater. Why don't we start picking up some rocks, Pete? Yeah. We'll wait. Yeah. Make it a picture then?
Sure do.
Make it set up.
Ready.
Pete Nail, two things we'd like you to do on the traverse on the way back. One is to get samples and some documentation of those mounds. And secondly, if you can get over to the 1,000-foot crater, which is northwest of the LSEP, and get samples and documentation of that samples from there.
1,000-foot crater?
Suppose that's where we are? Is that next over there?
You don't leave the head crater, do you? Let's get some of this mound now.
Okay.
Negative. Well, if you're a head crater now, we'll give you a radar vector. Stand by.
You've already got pictures of this thing.
Yeah, at 15 feet. I'm just taking it close up.
Okay, go get
it up. Just
look at this black rock here.
Okay, wait. Let me get close. Wait.
That ruined it. I got it.
Yeah, I didn't get a picture of it.
Okay.
And that one?
Yes.
Pete? Pete Houston, the crater which we speak of is... Pete, the crater which we speak of is about 300 feet northwest of head crater. Things we'd like you to do on the traverse on the way back. One is to get samples and some documentation of those mounds. And secondly, if you can get over to the 1,000-foot crater, which is northwest of the LSEP, and get samples and documentation of that samples from there.
1,000-foot crater?
Suppose that's where we are?
Is that next over there?
You don't leave the head crater, do you?
Let's get some of this mound now.
Okay.
Negative. Well, if you're a head crater now, we'll give you a radar vector. Stand by.
You've already got the pictures of this thing.
Yeah, at 15 feet. I'm just taking it close up.
Okay, go get it up.
Just look at this black rock here.
Okay, wait. Let me get close. Wait.
That ruined it.
I got it.
Yeah, I didn't get a picture of it.
Okay.
And that one?
Yes.
This?
There you go.
Pete? Pete Houston, the crater which we speak of is... Pete, the crater which we speak of is about 300 feet northwest of head crater.
Oh, I see it. You mean the great big one over here?
That's affirmative.
Okay. Yeah, we can go over there.
And Pete Nail, we'll be talking with Yankee Clipper, giving him a maneuver pad for about the next 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Very good.
Let me see if I can get some of that off, Pete, with this. It's my tool.
Yankee Clipper,
you could work 6 or 7 hours here. Everybody you've been.
We have the relay out, and we're ready to give you the maneuver pad.
Try to knock a piece of that off.
Get the feeling that when that crater was made, it just threw out a big blob of dirt. This is where it landed.
Yeah. Man, it ain't a break.
Hey, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to find this is that micro-breccia. You ain't got any, you took it real.
Here.
Let me get a picture.
Pete Nell, Houston.
That'll be okay. Go ahead.
We're trying to get a maneuver pad up to Clipper, and he's having a hard time copying it with your talking in the background. Could we have some silence for about 5 minutes while we get that pad up?
5 minutes, get that pad.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back with you. Hey, Clipper, Houston, are you ready to copy?
No, ma'am.
Lunar Orbit, plane change 1, STS, GNN, 36733. Minus 073 plus 051 119er 471254 minus 00115 plus 03496 minus all zip roll fix and yaw all zeros H sub A 00625 plus 00573 03497 018 03371 05 0026 187 And that's Draco Beta, down 007, right 46. The remainder is NA. Cirrus and Rigel. Roll, pitch, and yaw 047, 263, 055. The yellowage is 2 jets. For 15 seconds. Read back. Now we're back with you.
Okay, roger, roger. We're almost over to the 1,000-foot crater.
Roger.
Got about another 200 feet to go. You can see these linear patterns quite frequently on the surface, Houston. They seem to generally run from the north to the south. And they're just little lines, they're all over the dirt. Sometimes you see a large area, we're in an area right now, it looks like it had a fresh impact not too long ago. Let me take a picture of this one, Pete. This is, hey, I got some neat ones right here.
Okay.
Looks like a secondary impact crater that occurred recently.
Yeah.
Some of them do, don't they?
They do, this one looks like fresh, doesn't have that old look like all the rest of it. Come on,
there's some of the gravel there, bottom of there.
Roger, Pete Nail, we copy that. We show you're 3 hours and 7 minutes into it, into the EVA. And we'd like you back to the LEM to start the closeout in 10 minutes. That's at 3 plus 1 7.
10 minutes.
Okay, oh, holy Christmas, we're going to have to smoke there, Houston.
Ford?
That's affirmative.
Yeah, we're almost to the crater. Okay, well, you're not getting very many rocks by going this far, but that's what you want. That's what you want. Run, baby.
Hey, when we start picking up, let's try to get a larger sample.
Hey, look at this. Looks like a brilliant, spanking, fresh impact crater. Look at that.
Little fella.
Huh?
Sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's get some rocks right here.
Here's some. Hey, get some pictures first.
Get some pictures of that crater, and I'll get some over there. I get this one right here.
Okay. Wonder why these look so fresh. Must be just a difference in material.
Well, it sure does look fresh, though, doesn't it?
Another rock for you.
Okay. Listen, we need to find a great fruit, too, you know.
Yeah, there's a bunch around.
Hey, damn it, there's rocks. Whoops, wait a minute, I dropped it.
Hold it, move on a little bit. Move on. Move forward.
Hey.
Don't like hustling.
Holy God, let's go.
Okay.
You can get right to the edge of this crater and photograph it, get a pan in it, and we might have to come back this way. Look at that, that crater is spectacular, isn't it?
Wow, monster. Look at that rock. I'd like to... Oh, what if I
get some of this bedrock? Hey, well, we may want to go back there tomorrow, but we can't go any further. Then we get back in 10 minutes.
Oh. Hey, there's bedrock right down here a little ways.
Where?
It's right down the hill.
Hey, you're right.
About 50 yards.
There I go.
Hey, good show.
You're right.
But pan it first?
Yeah, just a minute. I'm going to get in here. I got to go to intermediate cooling.
Okay.
And run just so far, I'm in.
Yeah, look at that. Don't they look like some... Looking into zero phase? Look at those...
Yeah,
fresh little
jabber dudes. Now, wait a minute.
I want to go ahead and pan.
Yeah, well, let me get to 74.
Okay.
74.
Yeah, I had 2
F8, right?
50, and you're looking down. Yeah. Then you ought to have 8 over there, and 11 right there, and 8 over there.
1, 2, 8.
84.
You can better believe it. 5. Now let me go back to F-11.
Okay.
Had to smoke to get back to that lamp. We're a long way.
About there we are.
Take it. Go straight.
Ah?
Got it.
And just get over this rock down here. Looks like it.
Just a minute. Okay, now let me go over here and I give him a stereo of this baby.
Okay.
Let me just leap over here a ways.
Houston, we're looking down at this big crater now, and it looks rather old.
There's
some dead rock, I think you're right. Looks like there's some big boulders that are resting inside the rim, not on the rim like we see on a large crater that's further to the west by another 1,000 feet. We don't see any outcroppings or rocks either that we could look down and say, well, from the top of the rim down to about 20 feet or something, then we come to the underlying rock, but there is this rock that's very large and not spread around. We're going to try to collect some of the samples.
Hey, I'm going to get that.
Roger, Al, we suggest you hustle. We show you 3 hours and 11 minutes, and we'd like you back there around 17, 6 more minutes.
We're picking up a couple right now. We're on the way back. Just a minute. There's a big block over there.
Got it?
I can't get it with the con.
Overhead, and I'll pick it up.
Yeah, wait a minute. How about this? Get it? Push it over here, and I'll just... Push it over here.
Drop it in my bag.
Okay, you got anything else you want to put in your bag? Got to push another one over here.
Okay, just a minute.
A couple of big ones.
Oh, I wish I could get this.
Try that. That's a good.
Huh?
A couple of nice ones right here.
Wait a minute.
There you go. Okay, we're giving you some of the shots. Hope it's,
Roger, Pete and Al, we copy. We suggest you start smoking on back there. You're 313, and I'd like you back there in 4 minutes.
Okay, we're on our way. Let's go, Al.
Hey, Pete?
Yeah.
Let me ask you
something. What?
Huh? That's interesting. You didn't
work.
I was looking at that rock perched on the top of the hill there. Beat my distance here because there's nothing, but all the same.
Must have been 1,200, 1,300 feet, huh?
At least.
At least.
You could travel a lot further than that, you know what? You can really make a long traverse if you had a good long-term OPF.
What do you figure out my strides are? 10 feet?
No, I'd say your each foot only goes about, when you're running normal, I'd say you're I go about 3 or 4 feet, but you can just go indefinitely at this pace.
Yeah.
Don't get tired. Maybe you land flat-footed, then you just push off your toes, and on you go.
What?
Yeah. So we got that Al step up.
I get this rock box. I get some more rocks. Turn us all around. We didn't get any rocks.
I'm getting some up here. Let's fill it next time.
Yeah, Houston, we're approaching the LSAP. Headed back to the LM.
Roger, Pete. We copy.
He's over this way a little.
Which way?
Over towards your left.
What do you want to do?
I thought there were a couple of good rocks over there.
Where?
Be about halfway. Why don't we grab a couple of rocks here?
All right, here's one right here.
Okay. Let me get a photograph of it.
Hurry.
We're on the way. Coming. There's a good one. Wait a minute. Eight. Step in and get the picture.
Got it?
Got it. There you go. Good one.
Okay.
Pete and Al, we're picking up your heavy footprints going by the seismometer.
That's great. You see?
Yeah. Let's get one last shot of this thing.
You could, look, I got to get going on the rock box.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's go.
We hit you once more.
Roger, Pete, we copy.
Look out. Oh, there's just rock.
Fall.
Look at that.
Sure.
I've never saw one like that before. Look at that.
Okay. That green? What is it?
See it.
No, it was pointing at me. That's why I stopped.
Okay.
Heck with it. Put it in the rock bag.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Wait a second.
Let's go. I hate to see you as an LMP laying on the lunar surface. Hey, what's that glass? Look at that. Son of a gun. I gotta have that. Look at that, a pure bead of glass. See that? Yep, grab it. Oh, come on. Hold my hand. Okay.
You get finished with the core tube, Al. We'll have some instructions for you with the TV.
Okay, that set of pants, Pete.
Okay, one rod box open.
Okay, one more set to go.
Okay.
I've got this bag of rocks on me here. We'll bring them to you in a minute.
Having trouble here with your rock box holders.
Okay. That little trouble, I can help you with it.
Yeah, this rock box keeps wanting to go up in the air.
Now you're 3+26 into the EVA, and Al, we'd like you to hustle. We'd like you back there at the bottom of the ladder in 3 minutes.
I'll hustle. Let me get your rock back before you get away.
Okay, get that rock back. I'll go get this cord too. I think I can make it in 3 minutes.
All right, wait just a minute.
Extend me 2 minutes, I go over and do their TV. Maybe they want to hear it too.
Yeah.
Got that?
Yeah.
Got the bag?
Yep.
Adios. I go for a cord two. I go for a cord two over near the TV and I come back by it.
There you go.
Now you're thinking.
Okay, Al. Good idea.
I sure wish we had more rocks.
Yes.
Say again? I wish we had more rocks.
Okay, I'm cord tubing it right now.
Kill.
Pete, you can go ahead and fill up the remainder with the fines from that area.
Okay. I'll have to wait for Al to come back anyhow. Let me see, is there something I could be doing all this time? You know, one thing is shut down my water. Good word, I'm freezing to death again. Let's see. Scoop material, attaboy.
Houston, we're getting the cord tubed in real good. It's down almost full length now.
Boy, yeah.
It's a little hard to drive in. You have to auger it a bit and pound it. But now it's full length. Let me take a picture of it, and that'll be it.
Roger, Al. Sounds like you've got the lunar core tube technique worked out.
I got the record for core tube depth right now.
Copy your record of core tube depth, and you've probably got the record for flinging pieces of ALSEP across the lunar landscape.
And would you believe I found a use for the big scoop? Okay, here comes the cruiser.
Hey,
got the cap ready, Pete?
Yeah,
it just comes right out. That's all right.
Okay,
bring it right back.
Just a minute.
Now, Houston, I'm coming right by the TV camera. Did you want me to do anything to it?
That's affirmative, Al. First, we'd like you to take and put the Automatic light control switch to inside. Then open the aperture in steps. And leave it at 10 seconds at each step.
Okay. It's now on inside. Okay, now I'm going to the aperture. Looking almost direct to cross sun, by the way, Houston.
Roger. Call it out, if you would, Al, while you're doing it.
F-22. Okay, I'm at F-22 right now. I'll stay there for about 10 seconds. Okay, going to the next one. Now, there's not a lot of marks on here, Houston. It's only about 3 marks. I'll just move it a little bit. Okay? I've moved it just a little bit. I'll leave it there for 10 seconds. Then I'll tell you when I come to the next marked one. Okay, moving again. Houston Rockbox 2 is going into the wide pad with the Mylar or whatever you film or whatever you call that stuff off the SBN antenna going on top of it. Okay, and it's 5-6 now. Houston has been there for about 5 seconds.
Roger, Al, we copy, and Pete, we copy. You got the rock box over there with the H film from the S-band.
Yep. Okay, now it's a little past 5-6. Opened up a little more. I'll bring you that clear tube in a minute, Pete.
Now I'm just looking for things to do. I got a whole bag full of soil and rock box two out. Man, does that lamp look pretty? Does that surveyor look pretty?
Okay, I'm turning it again, Houston.
Roger.
Okay, now just a little bit above 2.2. Okay, now it's going to be wide open on the next move, which is right now. Okay, it's wide open. Standing by for some more instructions, Houston.
Okay, Al, would you do one other thing and pick the camera up and invert it? Maybe give it a shake or two and see if we can get any change.
Well, there. That's right down, and I'm shaking it now. I still am a little concerned about this plug on the back of the camera. It looks, doesn't look exactly focused. It looks like it's cracked a little bit, the soil material, and it looks like it could have melted or something. There might be a problem right in the wiring there. Okay, I've shaken it and what have you.
Okay, and Al, why don't you try moving that wire on the back and see if that'll do anything.
Okay. I'll try to hold it in for 10 or 15 seconds. Okay, I'm holding it in now.
Hey Al, I think we've run out of ideas here for the present time. Let's press on. If you take the camera over and put it in the LEM shade, point it at a dark spot, the darkest spot you can find, and open the camera way up, F2.2.
Okay, will do.
Let's go with the core tube. Jump. Okay, babe.
Take this hammer and core tube if you want. Got both of them in my hand here.
Let me set the camera down, then I'll help
you.
Hold on.
Hey, attaboy.
Camera right there.
Man, a shame my camera didn't work.
That's right. Take, put that somewhere.
I just drop it right in this baby right here.
Okay, Pete. Does it look like the dirt is in there?
Yes, sir. It looks like the dirt is in there.
Good. Put the cap on it, too. You got it all unlocked here.
Okay, unlock.
That's it.
That core tube's in the back. Oh, wait a minute. Give me give me my rocks off of here, will you?
Sure will.
They got a whole bag full of dirt there.
Okay. There's a rock. Want me to do it?
No. Just give me the bag, the whole bag.
Sorry?
You want to, we want to save that bit?
And yes.
Let's throw that bit in the box.
Okay, I will. Let me have it.
Okay.
Here you are. No, not there. Here, you got it.
Hey, that's a couple of neato rocks.
Pete, now, Houston, we show you're 3+35 into the EVA, and you've got plenty of consumables, so we suggest you go at a relaxed hustle to get back in.
Oh, okay, it's almost all done. I think we got it made.
Hey, Al,
I got to
dump some of this dirt. Come here, pal.
Just a second, let me move this TV.
Just let me get it.
Box.
Okay, you get it.
There you go. It's wide open now, in the dark. Okay, Houston, it's wide open, in the dark.
Okay, Al.
And I feel like the guy in the shopping center waiting for his wife.
Okay,
I'm standing here holding two bags, buddy.
Coming.
Why did you get in? Don't get tangled up in the LEC. Okay, what I want you to do,
no.
Dump some dirt in this bag.
Dump some dirt in that bag.
Yeah.
And okay,
how much?
When you say stop?
Well, let's just keep on going for a little bit.
Okay.
Hey, let me look.
All right. Boy, that's dirt.
That's dirt. You better believe it.
Not gonna grow many roses here, but
no, that's good. That's funny. Hold it. All right, now, let me shake her all down. That's a good bag full.
Okay, what we do this, Pete?
Wait a minute, you may need some help from you.
Okay, close that box?
Yeah.
Okay,
get it in here.
All right. I'll just set this here because we can always get it when we need it.
Put it right there.
Yeah.
Hang on to the box while I stuff it.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure I don't grab the seal.
Okay, go. And you're right, that thing doesn't want to stuff, does it? Kind of flimsy. Gotta start making it smoother, equivalent, a little more sturdy.
These bags are all breaking open, too.
Check out.
And there's a rock box that's full of rocks.
Okay, that looks good, Pete. Cover it.
Yep, get it the other way.
Better put it in the middle. It's gonna be right over there.
Okay, how much time have we got?
Hold on,
John. easily show that you're 3+38 into the EVA, and you got a fair amount of consumables, so don't rush too hard getting back in. Just do what you have to, and do it at a safe pace.
Okay, it is frustrating.
Can you set that in?
Hold it up just a little bit, Pete. Lift it up just a little.
Pete, would you confirm that you have the stereo camera over in the sun?
The stereo camera.
Is your stereo camera in the sun, Pete?
No, just a second.
Okay, I want to see that first.
Okay.
Okay.
Camera
going. 1 minute to LOS.
They've got to take this true
low. They know the camera. Take this over in the Y-pad. Next to my handy-dandy Rockbox 2, which is neatly covered. You want it sitting in the sunshine, is that correct, Houston?
That's affirmative, Pete.
People, Pete, you're bothering your S-band. Did I hit it?
Yep.
That's your left foot up.
I don't think so, but you ought to check it before you go in.
Okay.
Don't think you did. It's a dangerous place.
All over, camera.
Hey, Bill. Why don't you walk around and check it?
Oops.
Yeah.
Getting in a hurry.
Da-da-da.
Good idea, put that coil over there.